This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Craig Morgenstern, Senior Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management. And today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of February 2024 and our current outlook. Market themes at the onset of 2024 remained intact during February. U.S. large cap growth stocks continued their strong outperformance, returning 9.5% this year, buoyed by favorable earnings and guidance. Distinctly, NVIDIA's earnings release boosted share prices to add $277 billion in market value in one trading session alone, the largest single-day increase in history. January's Consumer Price Index report and other inflation measures came in above expectations, with CPI rising 3.1% year over year. Market participants began to recalibrate expectations of potential rate cuts toward the second half of this year. Fed minutes released this month reiterated their consensus that the Fed funds target rate is, quote, likely at its peak for this tightening cycle, end quote, and that continued progress toward its 2% inflation target is needed before shifting monetary policy. A record $42 billion of 10-year U.S. Treasury notes were sold this month, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury note finishing the month at 4.25%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield has increased nearly 0.4% since the start of the year. Rising yields have adversely impacted core fixed income returns, but high yield and emerging market debt have benefited from economic resilience and fared better. The Alerian MLP Index gained 10.3% this year, while the CRSP U.S. REIT Index declined 3%. Global currencies and alternatives were muted. Notably, both palladium and nickel, key inputs to semiconductor production, have declined 30% in the last year. The OECD released its economic outlook, forecasting global GDP growth of 2.9% and U.S. GDP growth of 2.1% in 2024. A majority of S&P 500 companies reported Q4 2023 revenue and EPS figures, which topped analyst estimates. U.S. equity markets continued to perform favorably, led by a narrow group of companies, but broadly supported by strong operating fundamentals and outlook. We retain our neutral equity allocation, favoring U.S. markets with a continued neutral stance on U.S. large cap growth. Cash in money markets available to invest sits at $6 trillion all-time high. U.S. economic reports indicate a healthy labor market driven by positive average hourly earnings and real wage growth. Recent U.S. retail sales came in weaker than expected, while January's CPI and PPI increased more than expected, and core CPE was in line. Inflation continues to trend lower, but still remains firmly above the Fed's 2% target. We continue to expect the Fed will maintain its current monetary policy mix and target rate for the foreseeable future. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, We thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.